90. Some people choose friends who are different from themselves. Others choose friends who are similar to themselves. Compare the advantages of having friends who are different from you with the advantages of having friends who are similar to you. Which kind of friend do you prefer for yourself? Why? There are a lot of advantages to having friends who are different from you. For one thing, they'll give you a different way of looking at the world. Friends who are different can introduce you to foods, music, politics, and books you've never tried before. If you're a spontaneous kind of person, someone who is more scheduled can help you get better organized. You, on the other hand, can help them loosen up a little bit and do things more on the spur of the moment. Someone who is different from you won't have the same reaction to situations. This can be a big help. If you're the kind of person who gets very impatient waiting for your meal in a restaurant, it helps to have someone calm you with you. Your friend can help you keep your temper. If you're a little timid about standing up for yourself, a more assertive friend can help you develop a little more self-respect. However, there can also be advantages to having friends who are similar to you. You usually enjoy doing the same things, so you don't have to argue about what you want to do. Sometimes it's fun experiencing new things. Other times, it's more fun doing what you know you'll enjoy. All things considered, I think I'd like to have a lot of acquaintances who are different and a few close friends who are similar to me. That seems the best of both worlds.